The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for a special edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me today. Omaha Children's Museum. Oh, what a fun place. It's obviously been closed down due to the pandemic, and it is going to reopen. They've put a lot of thought into this, how they can reopen on Saturday, August 15th, and keep everybody safe, and yet the kids still get to be hands-on everything. I can't think of a better person to explain how this happens than the executive director of the Omaha Children's Museum, Lindy Hoyer. Lindy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, Mike, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How exciting is this? The Omaha Children's Museum is really a favorite for many kids to go to. They like to go back again and again because there's so much to do and so much to play with. So how do you prepare your museum in this current pandemic world we're in?
Well, you know, cleaning is the first method of attacking our space so that it can be safe and welcome our families and our young children back through our doors. Everything from the types of cleaning products that we use, we have shifted into a hospital grade but non-toxic to children disinfectant, which is the brand name is known as Oxivir, and it uses hydrogen peroxide, and it does tackle flu and coronavirus and all different types of viruses that are out there. It is a product that we used primarily when we would prepare for special events, bringing people in, but we've now shifted to using it 100% of the time. So lots of going around cleaning the surfaces. We've been open this summer for summer campers, and our summer campers each day and during the week have had access, full access to the museum. So our team has had plenty of practice going behind the children who've been here at summer camp and sanitizing and getting this place ready for the next group to come through. So we kind of used our summer as our testing ground on how we could keep up with it.
There's going to be some difference in hours and the procedures by which people can come visit because you're going to have to control the population. So.
Yes. So we're going to control the number of people in the museum at any given time. So our tickets are available online. They are available right now, as of yesterday, for members. So the first week that we've made them available are for our members only. And then next week, the general public will be able to purchase them. They are in two different segments throughout the day. We have a session that starts at 9 in the morning and goes until 11:30, and then we close for an hour to take advantage of the cleaning thoroughly, and we reopen at 12:30 until 3. And the days of the week that we will be open are Wednesday through Sunday, same hours each of those 5 days.
There are safety measures in place. Can you talk about the different age levels that will have to wear face coverings? And then you also have face shields available as well. If you can address that.
Exactly.
That would be convenient.
The preferred face covering is a mask, a cloth or a paper hospital grade mask. But we know that many children and adults have sensitivity to using the masks. So if you don't have them readily available for you, we have invested in some face shields that can be used in addition to or in lieu of the mask. And then other face coverings such as scarves and neck rolls and things like that are acceptable. What is not acceptable is not having your face covered. If you're aged 5 and older, we will require it. We strongly suggest younger children ages 2 to 5 also wear the face covering, but certainly won't be requiring it for anyone under the age of 5. But anyone aged 5 or older to enter the museum will be required to have their face covered, nose and mouth.
All right, now let's get to the fun stuff. Can you talk about some of the neat things that kids are still able to do here?
A lot of what children and families have done before will be available. We have made a few slight modifications to some of our exhibits, such as what we refer to as our giant super gravitron exhibit, the ball machine. In working with the Douglas County Health Department, did have to make some modifications to any blowers, fans that would blow directly into children or adults' faces. So we've made those adaptations. We will be sanitizing all individual pieces to exhibits and balls and that completely within between the two sessions and then as needed as we go out during those 2.5 hour sessions.
So if I can just recap, it's still going to be a hands-on Omaha Children's Museum where kids can come in, follow a couple of rules, and everybody gets to have just a big load of fun.
Yeah. We're going to be attempting to encourage social distancing, so interaction with others will be more limited than it's ever been. But there will be opportunities for the children to play within the museum as they have been accustomed to, with modest modifications. But pretty much the museum that you visited before and have longed for the last 5 months will be available to you starting on August 15th.
Well, if you're looking for tickets or for any information on how this works, you can go to OCM.org. That stands for Omaha Children's Museum. She is the executive director, Lindy Hoyer. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate
your time. Thank you, Mike.